Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and better than ever, Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. Dan Orlovsky with me in a second on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Just joining me, missed a lot. It's a very spicy Monday. Not going to lie to him, in a little bit of a bad mood. Not that we didn't have a great show this morning. We had a great show this morning, and we're having a great show here now. And I'm enjoying this opportunity to vent. Doing this show has been sort of like therapy for me because I had a lousy weekend. Started great. Friday, finished up work early, went home. Beautiful day in New York. Daughter's home from college. Took a long walk through the city, looking in windows. You know, they're starting to have the Christmas decorations. All very nice. Saturday morning, beautiful day outside. Played a round of golf. A round of golf the last weekend of November. What could be better? Went home. Watched Northwestern play Michigan State. Went downhill from there. Went right downhill from there. So that went bad. So I did the only reasonable thing that you can do when your football team plays a game that bad and it costs you a chance, you know, to maybe wind up in the playing for the championship. I drank much too much. I mean, too much. And enough, the kind of too much, that ruins a whole other day. It's one thing that my Saturday night was then ruined, but it ruined Sunday. Sunday was basically lousy. So here's what I did yesterday. I did nothing but watch football. I watched every play of every game in the NFL yesterday with a headache. So I've got notes coming out my ears this morning, and they have been flying here. So I'm warning you ahead of time. The takes are coming in hot today, and we'll have time for yours coming up in the middle of this hour as well. Your hot takes coming up in a half hour. Mine are coming up in about 15 minutes. Before then, is Orlovsky ready to go, guys? Let me know if he's ready to roll here. Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. And here he is, the one and only Dan Orlovsky on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Hello again, Dan. We're good? You good? Because I'm kind of cranky.
Greeny, I'm doing great, man. Listen to you kind of recap your weekend was awesome. We also enjoyed a little bit of wine in my home on Friday evening as well. My wife and I had a friend, we don't know who, and we don't know when, bring over a bottle of Nickel, which is way too out of our price range. And I was like, you know what? Let's open this up Friday night. And we enjoyed that. We did not have the headache on Saturday, thankfully, unlike you did yesterday, but I'm ready to rock, man.
Oh, yeah. No, my Saturday was sort of more of a vodka day than a wine day. You saw the game. You know what I'm upset about. But anyway, okay, let's not do that. Let's talk about the game that you and I spent all morning talking about today, and that is Chiefs-Bucks, because it was so fascinating on both sides. And with me in this cranky mood, let's talk about the good side. I have been campaigning for a month to just give – we should rename the NFL's MVP award the Patrick Mahomes Award, yeah, and just give it to whoever the next most valuable person is, because Mahomes is just the MVP for the next 15 years. As you watch him yesterday and when he's at his best through a quarterback's eyes, how do you describe it?
Okay, so the best way to describe Patrick Mahomes is he's got a physical talent, both in his arm and his athleticism and the way he moves that is unseen at that position before. Maybe Aaron Rodgers, you know, really just unseen physically. And then you're matching it with this really grasping and an understanding of football right now when it comes to the timing and the spacing and the anticipation. And then you've got a play caller and play designer, Andy Reid, that completely understands the utilization of offensive pieces right now. And the best way I can describe it really is like they got a bunch of thes. You know, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in football. And Tyreek Hill is the fastest receiver in football. And Travis Kelce is the best pass-catching tight end in football. And Andy Reid is the best play caller in football. And so I think that Patrick Mahomes plays this game at such a slower pace than we give him credit for. And when you play it slow, but you have just the rare physical talent that comes with the feet and the body movement and the arm, you get a guy that you can't stop. The only way to stop Patrick Mahomes, the only way, is to hope he plays bad, to hope he has an off game that is just we don't see in the NFL.
That we generally haven't seen him have. Maybe the one way to stop him is to keep him on the sideline, it feels to me, is the only way, because if he gets out there, he's going to beat you. And you did a great piece on television with us this morning in which you described how he is now coming into that place where he can recognize defenses as quickly as the great quarterbacks tend to. The mind for football, now that he's in his fourth year, is starting to catch up to all those physical tools. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's slowed down everything. Like, Patrick Mahomes has gotten so good at understanding break the huddle. Okay, where's my, like, indicators? Where's the information that I'm looking for? And Andy Reid does a great job. And that's why those pieces are such a big deal for him. He'll find out, break the huddle. Okay, where's Kelsey? Who's on Kelsey? Or he'll break the huddle. And where's Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Or where's a Le'Veon Bell? What guy is over there? And that gives him this information. You know, a lot of quarterbacks, I was like this when I was younger, we broke the huddle, Greeny, and it was like, okay, what's our defensive front? And is there indicators on, okay, this could be cover three, it might be cover two, and then we go, all right, the nickelback or that corner, like, oh, he's inside shade of that slot wide receiver, so maybe it might be zone, and then we'd have to get the snap and go, okay, am I right with what I'm seeing? Like, we had all these loops to jump through with thinking. Nowadays, Patrick Mahomes breaks down and goes, oh, there's a safety on Travis Kelce. You're in man coverage. And then it becomes, you know, this thought process of, okay, do I have a scheme that's great for man coverage, or do I just have a player that you just don't match up again? And so they do such a great job of kind of expediting his thought process. And he does an amazing job of catching the snap and just playing super fast while also thinking slow. You know, he plays fast but thinks so slow. And it's remarkable to watch, and that's why their offense is just explosive and efficient at the same time.
Yeah, it's the perfect storm of all things that could go right. It's his talent. It's the circumstance into which he was drafted. It's the era in which the and the style in which the game is played. It's the perfect circumstance for him to make a run at being the greatest of all time, which he has a real chance to do. Dan Orlovsky with me here on ESPN Radio. On the same field with him yesterday is the guy he's chasing, because that's obviously Brady, who is the GOAT, and nothing is ever going to change that. But you and I have been on this thing for a while now. Yeah. I mean, you can explain it using far better words and understanding of it than I can. What exactly are they doing that is wrong in that offense, and is it too late to fix it?
It's probably too late to fix it. What they're doing wrong is starting their weeks on Monday the same way they do every single week. They start just, okay, we're gonna call the same game plan we had last week. Bruce Arians is going to call the same game plan he had with Carson Palmer and Andrew Luck and Big Ben Roethlisberger. You know what? Those were great. It worked for those guys. It does not work for your quarterback right now. The game plan always starts with what the quarterback can and cannot do. And I'm looking at a era in football where I just went on this 10-minute rant with you about the Chiefs and how great they are with moving their pieces around to gain information and pre-snap motion to utilize matchups and a ton of play-action pass with what they do. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers do none of that. They play football in such an archaic state that, you know, everyone's going, oh, well, what's wrong with Tom Brady? What do you mean what's wrong with Tom Brady? He's asked to play football with one hand tied behind his back. They do nothing creative on offense. It's just drop back and try to make the absolute perfect throw. And hey, receiver, you better beat really good coverage. Greeny, Ronald Jones yesterday had 9 touches. Ronald Jones, their starting tailback, who's a young, explosive player at 9. Leonard Fournette had 7. Why is Leonard Fournette being such a featured point in this offense? And I go like this. I kind of look at football very differently than a lot of people. And one of the things I look at is, like, how do you as a coach equip your football team to handle pressure, blitzing? Because you should attack the blitz. Tom Brady has led the NFL in touchdown passes over the last 3 years when teams have blitzed him. 26 touchdown passes over those last 3 years. This year, when teams blitz that offense, he's thrown for 0 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. That 100% is a clear indicator on how bad the coaching is. Because you can tell me all you want that he's 43 and he can't throw anymore. And fine. If you want to get into that conversation, we can. You mean to tell me he can't think anymore? You mean to tell me the smartest quarterback ever, outside of maybe Peyton Manning, can't think anymore? He can't think his way through protection and blitz answers? That to me is the most damning fact of what's going on in Tampa Bay. And they got 12 practices left. 12 practices before the end of the season. They're not going to fix this.
I agree. And it's a shame, because they have the people to have had a special season, and now they have it. They have a bye still to come, so, I mean, they can do some self-scouting, but the coach does not, from where I'm sitting, the coach does not look like he has any inclination to alter what he is doing. He seems to think it's my way and it's going to work. And if it doesn't, it's because the players have it wrong. So it was Carson Palmer's fault, and it was Roethlisberger's fault, and it was Luck's fault, and it was Jameis's fault, and now it's Brady's fault, and that's the way the coach sees it. Meanwhile, Dan, let's do the Monday Night Football preview, which is brought to you by Progressive Insurance, because it's an interesting game. The Eagles and the Seahawks. The Eagles, for everything that has gone wrong, they so richly do not deserve to be where they are. But based upon the circumstances, if they win tonight, they are in sole possession of first place in the NFC East. And you were saying this morning there's a lot of pressure on them. Why?
Well, because of the injury yesterday to Daniel Jones. I think even accentuates what was a ton of pressure to begin with. Now you're the only team in that division that has a healthy starting quarterback. A lot of the teams in that division, the Eagles and the Cowboys, have both been absolutely decimated by injury as a team. But the Eagles have their starting quarterback. Now the Giants are going to turn to a backup. We know the Cowboys have turned to multiple options in the Washington football team as well. And the fact that the Eagles have their head coach in place and their quarterback in place should give them the advantage. The next month is a brutally difficult schedule. I understand that. But at the end of the day, the most important position in all of sports, you still have your guy that you gave a ton of money to, that I believe in immensely. That should give you the division crown. And if you don't win the division this year with everything that has gone on, everybody's on the clock. The general manager's on the clock. The head coach is on the clock. Carson Wentz is on the clock, because for everything that has happened this year to all those other teams, they have the fallback. They have the fallback of, you know what, we lost our starting quarterback. We got to regroup. We lost our starting quarterback. The Eagles don't have that. And they need to win the division because of it.
The Monday Night Football preview brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. If Daniel Jones is healthy, and I have not heard an update today. I don't think we have anything further, but It looked bad. The hamstring looked really bad. So I'm going to suppose that he's not going to be okay. But if he is, do the Giants become the team to beat in that division?
Yeah, I've kind of steered that way for about 2 weeks now, Greeny, and it's because they're the only team that the quarterback just needs to play good. You know, for Washington to win, I think Alex Smith needs to play great football. And for Dallas to win, I think Andy Dalton needs to play great football. And for the Eagles to win, I think Carson Wentz needs to play great football. The Giants, because of their defense, because of the addition of a guy like Logan Ryan, who's playing fantastic football for the Giants, Daniel Jones just needs to play good. Just don't give the ball away. Be efficient on third down. Score when you get in the red zone. Don't give up points. Like, I just think he needs to play good football. I also think that's the team that the coach believes in the players as much as the players believe in the coach. Kind of that same, kind of the same vantage point or the same even playing field. So if he's healthy enough to finish out this season, I'd say the Giants will win that division.
There is nothing further. The last reports I'd seen, the Giants have concern and are bracing for Daniel Jones to miss some time. As soon as there's an update, we'll let you know, because it could go a long way towards deciding that division. Dan Orlovsky and company today and every day, 4 o'clock Eastern, NFL Live on ESPN. Thank you, Danny. See you later in the week.
You're the best, Green. Thanks, bud.
It's Dan Orlovsky with me here on ESPN Radio. So that's where the conversation begins. It was the best game of the day yesterday, and one of the most interesting games in the NFL this season was Chiefs and Bucks. And, of course, the weekend will move towards wrapping up tonight. It's not over after tonight. Remember, there's a game tomorrow, Pittsburgh-Baltimore. And should they play that game? Hell yes. I addressed this in great length in the first hour of our show today. But just to give you a quick recap again, do the Ravens have any chance of winning this game? Absolutely not. But the game has to be played. Did the Broncos have any chance of winning the game yesterday? Absolutely not. But the game has to be played. And I think that however tough Goodell has been so far on the people who violate the protocols, he needs to be even tougher. And I'm telling you right now, I said it before at great length. You can look it up. It'll be on the podcast. If you want to look at the end of hour number one of my podcast today, the show's a podcast every day. Hashtag Greeny is the name of it. You can find it anywhere you get your podcasts. But in my opinion, they should throw the book at those Broncos quarterbacks. The Broncos quarterbacks willfully and purposely ruined an NFL game. Obviously, they didn't set out to ruin the NFL game. But they violated the protocols. They acknowledge it after the fact. They were lax in their masking. And all of the quarterbacks are wiped out as a result of it. Actions have consequences. And the consequences, I think, need to be taken very seriously by the NFL. Very. If they don't hit those guys hard with some sort of significant discipline, it's not enough just to hit the franchise. It's It's not enough just to find them, you know, find a team an amount of money that doesn't make any difference to these billionaire owners anyway. The players need to know that that was not okay. All right, so that's where that begins. Now we get to the hot takes. Bubba, give me a little music. We'll do our hot takes. I got three of them coming out of yesterday, and then we will open up the phones to yours. Your hot takes are 15 minutes away. Mine start right now, and the first game is the last game on your Sunday NFL schedule.
Bears at Packers.
Second down and eight. Toss fake to Jones. Rolling left, Rodgers. Winds up, rainbows. Tunyon out there. Touchdown! On a rainbow down the middle to Robert Tunyon. They beat Eddie Jackson, the all-pro in the deep secondary.
The Packers humiliate the Bears at Lambeau Field, leaving Matt Nagy, the coach of the Bears, now to try and fire everybody up. You lose five straight, you get humiliated on national TV, your quarterbacks are an absolute embarrassment and disgrace. But now, today, after that game, is when Nagy's upset.
Whatever it is, I know this. We better wake our tails up. Every freaking coach on the staff, every player, better wake up and start understanding where we're at. Have some personal pride. Have a freaking sense of urgency. Know where we're at. Have some pride into who we're playing for and why we do this. And then go find a way to win as a team. That's my challenge to every single person in that building this week, is that. And so yesterday was flat out embarrassing. Our guys know it. I'm not telling you something they don't know. They
yawn,
know.
Yawn, yawn, yawn. Just words that don't mean anything. Where was that when it mattered? Where was that when your team still had a season to play for? So today we're trying the everyone needs to show some pride speech. That's going to go down as the too little, too late speech. This little iteration of Chicago Bears football is over. Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy, Mitchell Trubisky. It didn't work. And something entirely new has to come in its place, because this thing has run its course and it is now just a total embarrassment. So coach can shine challenging people now? Now? After you're losing, 27-3 last night at halftime against Aaron Rodgers, and now you want everyone to look in the mirror? I think the time for that speech was back when there was still something to be done. All right, that's hot take number three. Here comes number two.
Titans at Colts.
1:46 to go in the half from the Indy 11-yard line. Give to Derrick Henry to the 5-yard line, to the goal line. He's in again. Touchdown number three in the first half for Derrick Henry. Just cruising through the Colts defense in the opening two quarters.
Hot take is this. The Tennessee Titans are the biggest threat to Kansas City and Pittsburgh in the AFC. And I will always tell you when I was wrong, and on this team I was wrong. Because I thought that their defense had fallen to the point that they could not carry it. That even Derrick Henry couldn't carry it. And you know what? True to form, that's a good coach. Mike Vrabel is a good coach. Give me a linebacker as the coach. You want your NFL team to play with a linebacker's mentality. That team plays like Mike Vrabel played. And that defense has turned it around. They're playing much better the last couple of weeks. Special teams, they still scare you. It's been such a bad year. But for all the ups and downs and the COVID issues they had midseason or early season, they're 8-3. The division is now in their control, and they look dangerous. If you're Pittsburgh, even if you're Kansas City, the last thing you want to see is Derrick Henry running into your building. Playoffs this year. Get yourself a home game. Win the division if you're the Titans. Get yourself a home game and then take your shot. You're looking for a team that could give Kansas City a tough time in the playoffs. If Tennessee can play any defense and control the clock with Derrick Henry, they had a 10-point lead on him in a playoff game last year when they were running on fumes. The Titans get them in the right spot this year. Again, I'll pick Kansas City. Kansas City can be the favorite, prohibitive against anybody they play. But that's a team that has a shot. So that's number two. And then here comes number one. I can't help myself.
Dolphins at Jets.
It's gotten to the point now with Adam Gase that he won't even acknowledge who's calling the plays. The Jets have become a complete circus. There's no other word to describe it but a circus. So not only did they play, Adam Gase's old team played his new team twice this year. And the old team, the Dolphins, beat the new team, the Jets, 44-3 was the score of the two games combined. But after the game, he won't even acknowledge that he was the one calling the plays. Anyone with eyes could see the other guy, Dow Loggins, isn't calling the plays. But Gase, for reasons known only to him, won't acknowledge it.
Adam, why did you take over the play calling?
I didn't take over. We did this. We've done the same thing the last four games.
We were watching Dowell for the whole game. He wasn't doing anything. I mean, he was just standing there.
He tells me it's not hard. This is not hard. We go through it, the drive before. Hey, these are the three plays. I do the third downs.
So what happens after the three plays when you have a series? Because we were watching one where Dowell was talking to Frank Pollock. He wasn't calling the plays. You were.
What part of the game was it?
I want to say that was the third.
Yeah, when we got down, then I was trying to do some of the two-minute stuff.
I'm going to smash my head into that wall as hard as I possibly can if I ever have to listen to that man talk again. What the hell is going on? He won't even acknowledge what anyone watching can see, for crying out loud. Adam Gase is the worst coach ever. It's just that simple. In fact, no one, I don't know of anyone, who does their job worse than he does this one. And now he's just flat lying for no reason. He's lying about nothing. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. My goodness. All right. So those are the hot takes for today. Now it's time for yours. 888-SAY-ESPN is my phone number. 888-SAY-ESPN. I want your hot takes. You call up next, and we want them as hot as we can possibly get them. See if you can match mine today, because candidly, I remain cranky.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny.
It is half past the hour, and this is Greeny coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Again, you just heard it from Christine, but I'm just sort of digesting it. The 49ers will play their Week 13 and 14 home games in Arizona at the Cardinal Stadium. Those are games against the Bills and the Washington football team. So both of those are meaningful games. The Bills are playing important games and Washington is playing important games. Now, no one really has a home field advantage at this point, so I don't know that it makes any difference really what stadium they play them in, but it has to hurt the 49ers to some degree, not to be at home, not to be in their own homes, not to be in their own facility, or at whatever level of comfort that they take from all of that. So it's got to be some disadvantage one way or another. It just, as it continues to make me enraged again, that the Broncos, somehow their quarterbacks couldn't be bothered to wear masks when they came in to watch film on a Tuesday. But the 49ers have to move their games out of their stadium. So again, if people just don't grasp the seriousness with which this needs to be taken, the fact that we have turned that into a question is a whole other level of discussion. But I don't want to have that. That's not what a show like this is for. What a show like this is for is to say that what we have figured out is that in sports, everyone has to follow the protocols very, 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 very carefully, or we will not have these games. And so in my opinion, pick up a book and throw it. Throw the book at them. Throw the book at the strength and conditioning coach in Baltimore who destroyed the Ravens and took a game that should have been played on Thanksgiving night and been one of the most watched and best games in the NFL season and turned it into the unwatchable disaster that it's going to be tomorrow night if they're even able to play it. And then the Broncos quarterbacks, who turned an NFL game yesterday into a joke. So that can, in my opinion, cannot be handled seriously enough. And I, for one, will applaud Goodell, whatever it is he decides to do with them, if it's more than he's already said. That said, I've given you my hot takes for today. Now I want to hear yours. 888-SAY-ESPN is my phone number. Let's go through these. We're looking for them hot. You can tell I'm a little spicy today. Someone said I'm a savage. I'm savage today. So that's how I'm feeling today. So let's go through these and see how we do. Dylan, you're first up on ESPN Radio. Dylan, what's your hot take?
Hey, Greeny, the West Coast may not be the best coast, but we have the best coach in Kyle Shanahan, NFL's Coach of the Year with the San Francisco 49ers. The level of winning football they're playing against credible teams this year makes us proud to be Niner fans, even in a lost season. Thanks, Greeny.
That's a good take. Look, he's not going to win or even get any votes for Coach of the Year, but he is an excellent coach. Excellent. And every single year in the National Football League, at least one team has their season hopelessly ruined by injury. And the 49ers were the first ones this year. It happened week three, they came to play the Jets. Week two, whatever it was. When Nick Bosa goes down for them and a whole bunch of other defensive players, and we've seen on top of it Garoppolo and Mostert and all the other injuries. But for them to lose those defensive linemen, that's like most teams losing their quarterback. So they had no chance this season. And yeah, that's a nice win yesterday, and Shanahan's an excellent coach. They'll be back. Will the quarterback be Jimmy G when they come back? I'm not sure. But they'll be back because the coach is outstanding. It's a good take, Dylan. Darren, you're next up on ESPN Radio. Darren, give me a hot take.
Hey, Greeny, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I think with Daniel Jones' injury and Alex Smith playing good, I think Washington's going to take that division. The Eagles suck.
Well, you get no argument about from me on that last part. I think that Washington might take the division even if Daniel Jones weren't hurt, which he is. And if you watch, there's no way in the world he comes back and plays this week off that. I don't see any way. But I was looking through the schedules. I think Washington, look, I think that with what they have remaining, I think Washington is the best team. Because they're at least great at something. I'm looking at our FPI right now is giving the Giants the best chance to win the division. I wonder if that takes into account the Jones injury. No, it still gives it to the Eagles, actually. I'm reading it backwards. Gives the Eagles the best chance because of the tie. The Eagles are going to lose tonight. I think the Eagles are the worst team. It's impossible for me to believe that I'm saying it, but they are. They should have been the best team. They're the only one whose quarterback is still healthy. And yet I think they're the worst team. I think they're going to get smacked tonight. And the big question is, do we see any Jalen Hurts instead of Carson Wentz with the football? This is Greeny on ESPN Radio. Zach is up next. Zach, give me a hot take.
Hey, Greeny, with my 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon connectivity to several NFL coaches, I feel I'm a valid talent evaluator. No disrespect to your first caller, Dylan, but I think it's time to put some real respect on Mike Tomlin's name as Coach of the Year. No one else should be even considered. He should win unanimous with the amount of crap that he had to take last year with Duck Hodges as his quarterback and the amount of crap he's had to take from the media this year and the amount of crap that's coming this week from Baltimore. It's time to even just end the competition. Mike Tomlin, Coach of the Year.
I love it. I thought Tomlin should have gotten votes for Coach of the Year last year. I'm thinking, who are? I haven't even really given this a lot of thought. Certainly, if his team goes unbeaten, he is going to get serious consideration for Coach of the Year, probably win it. Who else is in the discussion for Coach of the Year this year? Is Kevin Stefanski in the discussion for Coach of the Year? People impressed with him? The Browns are 8-3. Who else? It's not Vrabel. It's not McDermott. Going through the AFC. Brian Flores? Is Brian Flores in the discussion for Coach of the Year? I don't think there's anyone else in the AFC that we consider that we haven't mentioned. NFC? Certainly no one in the East.
Mike McCarthy?
Matt LaFleur? Bubba, was that on the air, Bubba?
Yes.
We're not in the same room, so I can't always tell. Mike McCarthy could have excellent consideration for Coach of the Year next year for someone else. Who else is even in the discussion? Arizona's fallen off a little bit. Seattle, no. Rams, no. Who else?
Sean Payton.
Sean Payton, Mike Tomlin, Kevin Stefanski. It's a good group. Let me give it a little thought. I like the call. I like the take. I appreciate it. Let me give it a little thought, and I'll come back with a vote. Jake? You're next up on ESPN Radio. Jake, give me a hot take.
Greeny, I'm coming in hot. The Chiefs are going to three-peat. The Steelers have not had a bye week, and I'm not sure that they could beat the Chiefs in a normal year anyway. So the Chiefs will win this year. Then next year, the Chiefs division plays the NFC East. They're going to get fat off of bad teams. get the one seed, get the bye, and cruise to another Super Bowl victory for a three-peat. Bet you haven't heard that one yet.
Well, it would be unprecedented. Leave Jake up a second if it's not too late. It would be unprecedented in the Super Bowl era. No team has ever won three straight Super Bowls. And obviously, I think they could have easily won it 2 years ago if they'd not for a bad offsides and a bad coin flip and an overtime loss against Brady. But Jake, if you're still there, over the course of Mahomes' career, because I don't think a three-peat for them at this point would be a tremendous surprise. How many rings do they win with Mahomes?
With Mahomes, they probably win 4 out of the next 10 conservatively, don't you think?
Yes. Do they win six? Does he win six? That's the question.
On the Jets, so Trevor Lawrence won't win any Super Bowl rings in 10 years.
Does he win six is what I'm really trying to ask you.
I think he could win six over the course of his career. Sure. Yeah. I think six by 2034, 2035, barring injury.
I do, too. I think he's that kind of special. I think we are watching the beginning of something we're going to be talking about for the rest of our lives. He's that good. He's good enough to span probably like two or three different iterations of this team, and he's given them the kind of contract that you can do it with. He's that good. Absolutely spectacular. So that's a good take. Excellent takes. Thank you, everybody. Three-peat. I wouldn't be surprised if he has more than one three-peat. People keep saying he's the football version of Jordan. Maybe, like Jordan, he gets two three-peats. Hey, a special announcement from Dell. They're giving out new doorbusters every weekday and up to $400 off cutting-edge XPS and Alienware machines with Intel Core processors, all with complimentary shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/CyberMonday. Special announcement from Dell. Coming up next, I will tell you, of all of the openings, and I think there will be many, which is the number one coaching job everybody should want. That's next. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting small businesses with specialized coverages for commercial vehicles. More at progressivecommercial.com. Ask and ye shall receive. A caller just a moment ago asked why Mike Tomlin doesn't get more credit and consideration for Coach of the Year. And I said I needed a minute because I hadn't thought about it, who should be the Coach of the Year. And now I've thought about it, and I would give it to Tomlin. The names that I wrote down here in no particular order, I just went through the standings, were Sean Payton, Matt LaFleur, Kevin Stefanski, Sean McDermott, but I would give it to Mike Tomlin, whether they go unbeaten or not. I mean, assuming they don't go on a crazy losing streak now, which seems ridiculously unlikely. He's done the best coaching job this year. He probably could have gotten the award a year ago. He has been a great coach for a long time. He is just starting, I think, to be appreciated for some of the things that he has not been typically. I'll tell you what the proof is. The proof is in Antonio Brown. The proof is in the fact that no one has been able to unlock the puzzle that is Antonio Brown since he left Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin was able to keep it all together, at least enough to allow him to become the most productive receiver over a stretch that the league has ever seen and keep it all moving in one direction. So the proof is in the way he has handled difficult situations. The proof was in the way he handled last year. 8-3 with the worst quarterback situation you've ever seen. Again, 8-3 in games in which his team managed 11 points or more. He's a great coach. I hope he wins Coach of the Year. I don't have a vote, but if I had a vote, I would give it to him. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils made from natural gas, giving you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. So which is going to be the most attractive of all the coaching vacancies when this season is over? It's that time of year. There are already three places that have coaching openings. The Lions with their firing over the weekend of Patricia. Houston with the firing earlier this year. Atlanta with the firing earlier this year. People are impressed with what they've seen from Raheem Morris in Atlanta. I don't know, honestly, how good a chance he has of keeping that job or not. But let's say those three are open. There are three more that I think are basically locks. The Chargers is one of them. Any chance Anthony Lynn, whom I like very much, any chance he had of keeping his job, I think ended yesterday. The clock management by the Chargers yesterday was, frankly, embarrassing. It was embarrassing to watch an NFL team get it that wrong. And it's a game they probably lose anyway, but the clock management left them absolutely no chance. I don't want to go through all the things that they did wrong because it would take a very long time. If you didn't see it, just suffice it to say it was one of the worst clock management snafus, debacles that you've seen in a long time. And if you did see it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So I think that's an opening for sure. I think the Jets are an opening for sure. And I think Jacksonville is an opening for sure. So that's six. Then I wrote question marks down next to a bunch of them. Is there going to be a coaching opening in Denver? Do we think Vic Fangio stays the coach there? How about Philadelphia? Is there any chance they make a change? If this thing goes completely sideways on them, the direction that it's headed. Dallas, one and done. Pay off Mike McCarthy all that money? I doubt it. Chicago? Chicago's a mess. I think that one's a likelihood. And then Tampa Bay. I would not be stunned if Tom Brady makes it a him or me after this season. I believe Bruce Arians is the problem there. I think that his offense, his ego have ruined that team. Ruined. Now they have a bye week left for a little self-scouting. They have a chance to turn this around. But the numbers are what the numbers are. They're as good in play action when they run it as any team in the NFL. And Tom Brady is better in play action than maybe any quarterback that ever lived. And they never run it. Never. They ran it five times in an entire game yesterday. Their offensive philosophy stinks. It's just flat wrong for the people they have. Bruce Arians has a square hole and he's trying to stick a round peg. I always get that thing wrong. Whatever it is you can't stick in something else, that's what he's trying to do. And he's got it completely wrong. And I wouldn't be surprised if they don't do something right, if Brady doesn't make a point of it's either me or him. Because why in the world, if you're Tom Brady, why are you doing this? What do you have left? Another year or two tops? You want to win another championship? The coach is keeping you from doing it. And he's making you look bad. He's making you look a lot more like Jameis Winston. And frankly, it's making Jameis look a little better. Because maybe the problems Jameis Winston had were not Jameis Winston problems as much as they were Bruce Arians problems. But I digress. Because what I told you I would give you was the most attractive coaching job. And to me, that is the Chargers. Because the Chargers have the quarterback. I want to go coach Justin Herbert if I have my options. Now, if the Jets seem like a lock to get the number one pick. They will draft Trevor Lawrence, assuming he doesn't force his way out of it by either going back to school or just flat refusing to go to the Jets. My gut feeling is he doesn't do that. My gut feeling is that Trevor Lawrence is the quarterback of the Jets next year. That's still not as attractive a job because you still don't know for sure Trevor Lawrence is going to be as good as Justin Herbert has been so far. And the Jets come with a whole heap and helping of other issues. Ownership has been a problem with the Chargers for a while, and they're a franchise that people historically have not wanted to go play for, i.e. Eli Manning. But it's not nearly as bad as the Christopher Johnson Jets. So I think the Chargers are a much better option. Jacksonville, same situation. They've got a ton of cap space. They've got a lot of draft capital, second pick in the draft. They could take Justin Fields if they want to. But is that a franchise you want to go play for? It has been the NFL's version of Siberia for the most part for a long time. Maybe it just takes the right person to turn it around. Maybe one coach decides he wants to go in there. I'm talking about coaches with options. Some of these others, who knows? Houston has a great quarterback, obviously, and Deshaun Watson. The franchise couldn't be set up worse as far as draft capital and salary cap. But if you've got Deshaun, you've got a good start. But I think the most attractive one is to go coach Justin Herbert and a bunch of other good players. They're real close to winning there. All right, it's been a fun day. Thank you for being my little therapy because I had a rough weekend. Have a wonderful rest of the day, and I'll see you back in Better Than Ever tomorrow right here, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can check out Greeny live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. Also, don't miss Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 Eastern on ESPN. This is Greeny, the podcast.